Jack remembers exactly when he saw the pineapple cake ad. It appeared in his Instagram feed as he was scrolling. The video was of a young woman showing how to bake a cake that looked exactly like a pineapple. Jack clicked on the ad and watched the video on YouTube. He said it was so cool that he immediately binge-watched more videos of the cake maker on his phone. After watching more than 50 videos, Jack tried to bake his first cake. He failed. Then he tried his second cake. He failed. Then his third cake. He failed. And he kept trying over and over and over and kept failing and failing and failing. Finally, after 2 months of trying to bake a cake that looked right, he made one that he thought was good enough to post on Instagram. As he recalls with a huge smile, "It was the first photo I ever posted on Instagram that got over 100 likes. His friends commented, "OMG, and how'd you learn that?" Jack loved the artistic side of baking and trying new ways to decorate the cakes. He began baking 2 cakes every weekend and then posting them in photos and videos over the next week. One by one, people would follow him on Instagram and leave comments. "Hello from Brazil, and great cake, Barcelona." The cake decorator, whose 200 videos he had now watched to learn how to bake, followed him and started featuring his cakes. When asked why he chose baking cakes over other hobbies or activities, Jack says, "I tried sports, but I wasn't any good at it, and worse, you fail in front of an entire audience filled with people. Baking cakes, you just fail in your kitchen. I kept failing and failing, but just kept going." His favorite baking experience so far? "I got to bake a cake for my teacher's wedding and bake the cake for a gender reveal. It was cool, because if you think about it, cakes are a part of all these great life events, weddings, birthdays, and more. And now I get to be a part of those events. I was the only one who knew the baby's gender, so I made the outside of the cake pink and blue, and the inside was all blue." Jack has now watched over 1,000 videos on YouTube on how to bake and decorate cakes. His advice to older generations? "I would tell adults that didn't grow up with YouTube that they think in order to do something, you have to take classes. My grandfather told me to take baking classes to get good at baking. But they have to realize that the way our generation learns is so different. Now in math class, you just go on YouTube to learn the math lesson. And older generations think social media is a bad thing. And yes, there is a downside, but they have to realize it can also be a good thing. The way we learn is changing. And YouTube, Snapchat, and Instagram are the new ways that we're learning how to do new things and finding what we like to do." Jack says, "I could be making cakes, but it would be nothing if I didn't post it on social media, because what would I do? Bring photos to school? Instead, I just post the photos or videos and get feedback instantly from people all over the world. On Instagram, it shows me that many of my followers are from Europe. People in Europe know my cakes." 18 months after he baked his first cake, companies reached out to Jack via his social media accounts to see if he would like to promote their products. He plans to go to college and then work toward getting a show on the Food Network. He says right now, he has to slow down a bit and only make 1 cake per weekend because, as he says, "Now that I'm older, I don't have the same amount of time I did when I was a kid." Jack is 15. He started baking cakes when he was 12 because of a YouTube video advertisement. He has more than 11,000 Instagram followers on @jackedupcakes. Jack is in Generation Z, and Gen Z is about to reshape the future of business forever.